Chapter 13. Location? Taylor's Closet. Nimbus floated in through Taylor's window the next morning. Taylor was so relieved to see him, she almost cried.
I was so worried about you, Nimbus.
Huh, that was a doozy, all right, Nimbus said with a smile. He was looking very white. What was this closet thing all about yesterday?
I'm starting a new business called The Closet Teller. Tamara and Abby, they were my first customers. They paid me $5.
The closet teller? Nimbus asked.
Yes, it's my version of a fortune teller. They came to talk to their dead grandmother.
But they didn't seem to get what they paid for. Are you going to refund their money? Nimbus started to form into a blackboard.
No reading today, Nimbus. It's Saturday. My parents are gone for the day at the flea market, and I have to prepare for the appointment with Tamara.
She's not coming until 11 because she had to clean her room. Nimbus looked around Taylor's room and smiled. Maybe that's not such a bad idea. But first we need to keep up the lessons, even on Saturday. You are doing so much better.
Okay, but on one condition, Taylor said, walking into her closet.
What's that?
You have to be Taylor's grandmother, Margaret McKenzie.
Nimbus floated over to the closet as Taylor arranged the table and chairs and put everything in order.
Did you say you want me to be her grandmother?
Oh, it will be easy peasy, she said, setting the glass Christmas ornament in its holder.
You just have to tell her how much you love them both and that you are very proud of them.
But do it in a squeaky voice.
I don't think Archangel Michael allows that. In fact, I know I can't impersonate a dead person. It causes PTSD.
What's PTSD?
It's when something really scary happens to a human, and that scare stays with them for a long time.
Then with all that screaming yesterday, they've already got it, she said.
So now, Nimbus, today we need to take it away. But you said Tamara was the only one coming. What about Abby? Nimbus asked. I don't think we should be messing around with this. He was losing his blackboard shape.
Taylor walked out of the closet and stood with her hands on her hips. Look, Nimbus, it will be just like yesterday, but without the screaming. You come in under the door and form into an angel, a happy angel, and then tell Tamara what I said. Then you just dissipate and go back under the door. When Tamara tells Abby all about it, then presto, she will be just fine.
Oh, this just doesn't feel right, Nimbus said.
But you're the one that caused the PTSD in the first place, Nimbus.
How was I supposed to know what you were doing?
I know you didn't mean to, but we still have to fix it today.
All right, but I'll only do it if you don't charge her another $5. Taylor had to think about that one. She walked around her room, pushing the partially built Lego structures back into her overturned toy chest. Then she thought,
I already have the $5. That's a good thing. Tamara could ask for this money back or even tell her mother.
Okay, it's a deal, she said, and tipped her toy chest upright.
But we need to have a signal so you'll know when to come in.
I know, I'll rap on the table 3 times. She went back into her closet and closed the door. She rapped 3 times on the table.
Can you hear me?
Nimbus thought he heard something, but wasn't sure. Taylor opened the door.
Why didn't you come in?
I think I heard some tapping, but I think that was the woodpecker outside your window, Nimbus said.
Those are flickers. We don't have woodpeckers here.
I know. Why don't you just use your gong like I heard yesterday, Nimbus said.
Oh, that's a really great idea. One bong on the gong, Taylor said with a giggle.
Tamara was dropped off at 11 o'clock as planned. She rang the doorbell, opened the screen door, and ran up the stairs. Taylor was waiting for her at her bedroom door.
Do you have PTSD? Taylor asked, seeing Nimbus hiding at her window, ready and waiting.
What's that? Tamara asked, following Taylor into her closet.
Meaning you are scared and have bad dreams.
No.
Is your sister?
No. Why? Taylor closed the door and sat down, positioning the gong in the right place. She covered her head with a purple shawl. Sometimes working with the other side makes people fearful, and they scream.
Oh, I promise not to be scared and scream this time, she said, sitting down in the chair.
Oh, and here's your money. Tamara reached into her pants pocket and placed the $5 bill on the table.
Taylor looked at the money and covered it with her hand. She paused for a minute and then thought about Nimbus. Slowly, she pushed it back towards her.
Since your sister didn't come and we didn't really talk to your grandmother, I can't take your money, Taylor said.
Actually, Taylor really did want to grab up the money and stuff it in her Kleenex box. But a deal was a deal.
Wow, thank you. I cleaned both my room and my sister's and even helped with the breakfast dishes to earn the money. Maybe I can treat you to the movies.
Sure. Taylor really wanted Nimbus to be a good grandmother. She was liking her new friend Tamara more and more. She took a cleansing breath and closed her eyes. Tamara closed her eyes, too.
Nimbus, trying not to build, listened carefully for his cue as he waited outside of the closet door. He really wanted to help Tamara, but he still had reservations. He was thinking of all the things that could go wrong, like suddenly getting too excited and exploding in the closet, maybe even burning the whole house down. Then he thought about freaking out Tamara if she didn't believe that he was her grandmother.
He went to the window and practiced saying loving things in a grandmother's voice.
Hello, Tamara.
Hello, dear. I'm your grandmother.
Higher, higher, he said to himself and cleared his throat and tried again.
Hello, dear Tamara. I'm your Grammy, he squeaked.
He looked up in the sky as if Michael would appear at any moment. Then he remembered how singers and actors do their warm-up exercises before a show. He faced the window and started with,
me, me, mamo, moo, 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 me, 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 mamo, moo, 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 me, me, mamo, moo.
He was loosening up. Then he remembered a silly rhyme.
Sally sells seashells by the seashore, he said. Then he said it over and over, picking up speed. Sally sells seashells by the seashore. 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 Sally sells seashells. Oh, what's the use?
Suddenly the door opened, and Taylor came out. She saw Nimbus and moved her hand for him to disappear out the window. He was worried he had been too loud, but Tamara emerged smiling.
Thank you, Taylor, Tamara said as they walked down the stairs. I think I will just walk home and be in this special space.
Okay, I'll see you at school on Monday, Taylor said, and for the first time ever hugged a friend. She was so moved she almost cried. She couldn't believe how she felt. Nimbus had done an amazing job. He had a gift. She walked back up the stairs.
Nimbus, you can come out now, Taylor said, entering her bedroom.
Oh, I wish I could hug you, too.
Nimbus floated in and saw how angelic Taylor looked. What happened?
Oh, Nimbus, you did perfectly. You are the best.
Taylor threw herself on her bed.
I don't understand. I never went into the closet because I didn't hear the gong.
Well, you entered before I had a chance to hit it, remember? You said, may I join you now?
Nimbus didn't move or say anything.
I just went with it since I could tell you were on a roll, Taylor said, raising her arms up to the ceiling. You even got yourself to look like an angel.
She shaped her hands over her head like a halo.
I never went into the closet, Taylor.
Yes, you did, Taylor said and sat up abruptly.
No, I never heard the gong, and I was practicing at the window when you came out.
What? That's impossible, Taylor said. She was beyond bewildered.
You were fantastic.
Do you think it's possible that the real grandmother showed up? Nimbus asked.
I'm telling you, there are things you don't know about yet that are possible.
Holy jeez, Taylor said and stood up from her bed.
Taylor,
You were able to help without me being a fake spirit, because there really are real spirits that help humans. I believe her real grandmother showed up.
Holy jeez, was all Taylor could say. Nimbus floated to the window.
I think you are going to do just fine from now on, Nimbus said. You are doing good with your reading and will go on to the third grade. And you will play the flute in the summer school band. But you need to listen to me, and you need to hear this one thing.
What? Taylor said with extreme attention.
You need to understand that you have a gift. But if you misuse it, trying for fame or fortune, it will come back to hurt you. You need to trust me on this one.
You're acting like you're leaving, Taylor said.
My work is done here, Nimbus said, feeling very mature. Then he was feeling the loss.
No, Nimbus, I still need you.
I feel in my heart that you are going to grow up to be a very meaningful human being. Just don't rush it.
Nimbus floated out the window. His heart was aching.
Please, Nimbus, don't leave me, he heard in the distance. He was heading for the angel realm, knowing with all of his heart that he had done what he had been sent to do.